We are up to Siman Shin Pei Beis. It's a very, very important topic. I'm really pleased that we're covering it, Mitzvah Hashem, prior to the prior to our guided tour, because it's really a very important topic. Us living amongst Gentiles, we want to know how does that really work with living amongst non-Jews, and we want to know in terms of the Eruv Chatzer. So just to get this clear, because it's really, really important and relevant. So we want to know what happens with a goy living in a chotzer. Remember that the way it really works is that once we have created an Eruv, and I mean Eruv in the general sense and not in the literal sense, so we have made the strings around it and now everything is Rosh Yochid. As we mentioned so many times previously, that doesn't necessarily allow you to carry all over. Why not? It's Rosh Yochid, but nevertheless. Exactly. It's still a courtyard. So just because we have made an Eruv all around Edgware or Northwest London or in New York or wherever it may be, or Yerushalayim for that matter, still, you've got to make sure that there's still a gzeirah d'rabbanon that you may not carry before you've done an Eruv Chatzeres. Because, Chachamim said, this is all a courtyard. Private houses are batim. Public areas are chatzeres, courtyards. And you may not carry from a house to a courtyard and vice versa without doing an Eruv Chatzeres. So good, very good. So, if there's just Jews living in the area, no problem. No worries. All you do is an Eruv Chatzeres. And Sholem al Yisrael. That's all good if everybody's Yidden. But what happens if there's a goy there? What happens? How do we look at a goy, at a goy's dwelling? How do we look at it? How do you look at it? And you mentioned that, well, goy man had to carry. It's true, of course, goy man had to carry. There's no melacha. But this has nothing really good to do with carrying. It's not really intrinsically connected to the melacha of hoitzah. It's a rabbinical restriction that we've got to find out. How does it work? Diras goy in a chotzer. How do we look at it? And that is really important, because if we don't speak it out and if we don't solve this problem, then any eruv may be erush yochid, but you're still not allowed to carry in it. The starting point is the Mishnah Berurah in Sef Katan Aleph that tells us in over here. And I think we need to look at it even before the Shulchan Aruch, so I'm up to page 498. And we finished off last year with that, but it's really key Mishnah Berurah, because here it really comes. And I must say that it's not even directly connected to Shulchan Aruch or Chaim, really. Perhaps you could have argued that it makes sense to speak about it elsewhere. But let's see what Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Na'alef says. So I'm up to page 498. I'm in Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Na'alef. Really, in principle, the dwelling of a goy is not considered a dwelling. Remember, a Jewish house. Yiddish house. In the Yiddish house, there's kedusha, there's shechina. It's a holy place, a Yiddish house. So many mitzvahs and the dynamics and the family. It's on a completely different level. It's a different level, Yiddish family. And therefore, the kedusha that we have in a Yiddish house, that obviously doesn't exist in a goyish house. So the dira of a goy, the dwelling of a goy, really, strictly speaking, is not considered dira, and you could just ignore it. So again, the me'ikar adin, really in principle, diras akum ein chshiva dira. The dira, the dwelling of a goy, is not considered a dwelling at all. And we could have ignored it. Ela only. Techachomim, the sages, Gozu, the lesser alof. Chachomim said, no, hold on a sek. We're not just going to ignore it. Tkidesh lo yodu, imoy, Chachomim wanted to encourage that Yidden shouldn't just be living with Goyim. And it wouldn't have been a great idea that there would be just one Goy living amongst one Yid living amongst Goyim. Revealing my master is going to learn from the actions of the Goy. And Chachomim made Gzeira only in a common scenario, to be a few Yidin living, but not if there's only one Yid living there. It's quite rare that there's one Yid living amongst many Goyim. That's quite rare. Because in the olden days, in some societies, it would have been pretty dangerous to be the only Yid living amongst many goyim. So that didn't really happen a lot. But otherwise, if there's a few goyim and there's a few Yidden, which is the most common scenario, Chum said, excuse me, we don't want really to live, we don't want that kind of society. We don't want Yidden to be living amongst goyim. And therefore, they discouraged that. And in order to discourage that, they did consider the goy's dira into. They did consider it, because remember, if we'd have just looked away from a goy's family, goy's house, would have just said it doesn't exist. The goy's, forget about it. Then ultimately, many even would have ended up living with goy. But now they were considering that the goy's house does exist, and it is something real and something significant, and it does usher the dwelling of Yidden. It does usher the camp. So therefore, that will encourage you not to live there. So that's maybe the background. The question is, what would be the halacha if you live in an area, very common in Eretz Yisrael in some places, there's no goyim. Okay, forget about goyim. But you're the only Yid that keeps Torah mitzvahs. Would you say that's a problem as well or not? Would you say that if you're the only Yid living in a place where you're the only Shomer Shabbos, everybody else are Yidden, you know, it's very unfortunate. There's places out in Eretz Yisrael, in some places out there, there's no shuls, no kiyum, no Shabbos, no kashrus, nothing at all. And I want to know, will you look at those Yidden who don't keep Torah mitzvahs, post can discuss it, to look at them as goyim, unfortunately, or will you look at them as Yidden? Shaila in Eretz Yisrael, in terms of Eruvin, how would you say? It's a good question. Post can discuss it. Maybe we have to wait a little bit to answer that, but it's certainly a bit of a shaila. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says over here. So Shulchan Aruch, Seif Aleph, says as follows: Adori Makom, somebody who lives with a goy, Pechotza in a courtyard, in a oyster, we will not asa on him. Had until Shushne Yisraelim Dorim Beshne Batim. You've got to have two Yidden living in two houses, and then the goy will be an issue, will be considered the dwelling. Oz then ho'akum oyser alem, the goy will ask on them. V'yeinu mevatel, v'yeinu moyel shevatel ha'akim rishusoy. It is not sufficient that the goy just cancelled his residence. He disassociated his residence. That's not good enough. Elo honetzoch she'askiro imemenu, you need to rent out of his place. So that's, in a way, it's quite ironic. So Chum said as follows. Imagine you've got a block of flats. Should we go for the block of flats? How many Yidden live there, let's say? Make up a case. 10 Yidden living there. How many goyim? Let's say. Okay. 10 Yidden, 4 goyim. Now, the Yidden want to be able to carry in the staircase. And therefore, what should we do now? Okay, there's 10 Yidden, 4 goyim. What are we going to do now? If it would be all Yidden, you do an Erev Chatzeres, and everything will be fine. What are we going to do now? You've got 4 goyim there. What are you going to do now? 4 goyim in that block of flats. What are you going to do? So you're going to tell me, you know what? Ask the goy to disassociate himself. Tell him, Shubivatl, go up to the gentleman and say, excuse me, do you mind to just like say that it's nothing to do? He said, would you mind to just say? He says, oh no, I'm sorry, I don't do voodoo things at all. I don't do any of that, I'm sorry. And then he said, okay, no, it's not a legal thing, it's just, sorry, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, yeah, you know, my. So fine, the bittul rishus is not going to work with the goy. So what are you going to do? You're going to ask him to chip in the Erev Chatzeres? You're going to tell him, please, do you mind, you know, just give him significant, you know, symbolically, do you mind to just give a few pennies towards the challah that we're making? And that's going to be showing that we're all, he says, I'm afraid, I don't give to, I'm sorry, can't give you any, sorry, no, I'm not into that. So fine, so you can't ask him, no, Itaki can't ask him to chip in for Erev Chatzeres. That doesn't work either. So what are you going to do with the 4 goyim? What are you going to do with the 4 goyim? What are you going to do? You want to carry in the staircase? What are you going to do? So Shulchan Aruch is now mechadash. There's only one thing that works. And Rabbi said, this is what we do in every single metropolitan Eruv. That's what you've got to do. There's a concept of Yaskiru Mimenu. Tzorich Shiaskiru Mimenu. What you've got to do is, if you rent the premise of him, you go up to him, say, sorry, we want to rent, you know, we want to be able to carry in the staircase. He's going to say, okay, by all means. And say, yeah, but the only way we can do that is if we rent your flat. And say, rent my flat, what do you mean? He say, yeah, we're just going to pay you a little bit and that will allow us to. And then once he hears the fact you're actually prepared to pay for it, he may be prepared to do that. But that's the only way you can do it. If you pay him for renting his property. Once you rent his property, symbolically, that is the only way you can do Erev Chatzeres. So in your case, how many goyim were there again? Four goyim and 10 yidden, was that four goyim we said? You have to go to every single one of those goyim. You've got to say, excuse me, you want to be able to carry the staircase. And we can only do that if you rent.
You'll need the permission of the goyim's landlord.
Very good question. We'll speak about that. We will. Very good. You're 100% right. And we'll speak about that.
You're going to rent it off.
Yes, we will indeed.
You'll pay him part of his rent.
It's symbolic. You don't have to pay the whole amount. Good news for that. But you have to pay some of it. Or shus. You have to pay something towards it. It's a symbolic amount.
Just for the Shabbos.
Yeah, but not just this Shabbos. You want to have it all Shabbos. Yeah. But yes, you're going to have to rent it out.
The
shus in the hallways, yes. Yeah, okay, what exactly needs to... Very good, we'll speak about that. Okay, it's all very valid questions which will be discussed. What exactly need to rent? How much you need to pay? Who from? But what we are learning now is that the only way you can have an Erev Chatzeres when there's Goyish residents is if you actually rent something of them. And that's going to be the discussion now. Again, Rabbi Yisai, if you fail to do that, and you've got Goyim residing in this chotzer, you are absolutely and utterly stuck. You may not carry in this chotzer. Bittul reshus doesn't work. Erev chatzeros, he cannot join. The only thing that works is if you go up to him and you pay something to it. So that we're going to have to find out, how does it work with the Edra Erev? Of course, you're right, we don't. What? You've got to go to everyone, yeah. How do we do it? Okay, that's going to be discussed. That is indeed the question. And if failure to do so will lead in the Eruv, in the Eruv Chatzeres, I'm saying there's no Eruv Chatzeres. It's failure to do so will Asa carrying in this Chatzah. So that is discussed. That is it. Let's see what the Gemara says. Now, what's ironic is, it's a little bit ironic, I find. What was the whole reason why we don't, what is Chachamim made is, they didn't want you to be so close to the Goyim, right? That's the background of it. Because remember, really a Goy's dwelling is not really existing, really. Chachamim made a gzera. So, and what did they do in order to solve that? They said you have to go and hire, you have to rent of him. Which leads to some sort of interaction, which is quite ironic in a way. I don't know what's pshat. Somebody once asked me that. Like, we're encouraging that interaction, which is interesting. Anyway, says the Ramah, let's see the top of the page. What happens if one of those four places that you're talking about belongs actually to Yiddish landlord? It belongs to Yid. Flat 14 belongs to a Yiddish landlord who has rented it, who has sublet it to a goy. Does he also? You also need to go up to him and make that deal with him or not? So the Gemara is teaching us: he sold his kirushal basically new. If it belongs to a Yid, then ainu yoyser alof. You no need to. To lahiski or yishal loy basically kedesh yoyser alof. Because then it's not necessary. So a Yid who owns the flat, but it's now being used by a goy, that goy you don't have to involve. That's fine, it doesn't asa. Avolim abay shlen Yehudi v'schore Yisrael mimenu, v'yeno Yehudi do b'veisimoy, if the house belongs to a goy, and there's a yid living there, and there's also a goy living there, hen tzichis abay simoy lin tzichis ha'eruv, then the fact that yid lives there as well, that's not good enough. You've got to have to solve this problem with a goy. יסול שיש לו היסקי בייס לחברוי, אף על פי שיש לו תפיס בייס, למה אני צריכים להיסקי מן יהודי. So this is going, if the Yid rents the premise, the property, that's not good enough. The Yid renting a property of a goy, that's not good enough, and you have to do a schiris of the goy as well, and that will be discussed in greater detail in Mitzvah as well. So Rabbi Isai, what we have learned tonight is a fundamental yesoid. The dira of a goy asas a chotzer, fundamental yesoid. The dira, the dwelling of a goy, asas the chotzer. And we also learned that the conventional methods that work for Yid will not work for a goy, such as ev chatzeres, he cannot be part of it. Bittel shus, he cannot do. And the only thing that works is if the Yid rents of the goy. How we do that? More to follow, and there are more details to follow Mitzvah in the subsequent and following seifim, which we'll discuss how this chiris exactly works, and most importantly, how do we deal with this nowadays? As you mentioned, there's so many goyim in our chatzeres, so how do we actually go and so with everything, how do we sort this out? How can we carry in an Eruv, such as Edra Eruv, without having gone through every single one of them and rented the property of them? How does that actually work? So that image will be discussed in following Seifim. Okay, good evening.